Shalom uvracha to all the dear members of our community, and especially to the Olim Chadashim. We have all been zeichet to come to Eretz Yisrael, to live a life of Kiyuvos Elokim, upgrade our avodas Hashem, and Shmiras HaMitzvos. And this past year we were zeichet to keep Shemitah, which is a special zchus that we have done in Eretz Yisrael. Although the year of Shemitah is over, and one can work the land and plant in his garden, do what he wants, there are still many halachas regarding the produce of Shemitah that still are in effect, and therefore I am speaking to say a few words to clarify the issues that are still remain. Number one, although most of the stores in Ramat Beit Shemesh had a Mahadran Hechsher, Shemitah L'Churma, there are various stores that do sell Heter Mechira products. Some of the smaller Makolot and Best Market are selling these products. Although the Rabbanut gives the Hechsher to Heter Mechira produce, that's because the Rabbanut is aiming to give a global Hechsher that could reach the largest tzibur in Eretz Yisrael, which is a good thing. But as we know, for us, we want to keep the same standards, at least, that we had in Chutz Laaretz. And even the local Chutz Laaretz Hechsherim, like the OU, OK, and the like, do not accept the Heter Mechira produce. Places that are selling Heter Mechira still have that produce there. At this point of the year, it's noged to kimata, all the different types of vegetables. Still have the Iser Svichim, if they were planted on Shemitah. And for the dry vegetables, like potatoes, sweet potatoes, onions, and the like, that will last quite a while, because they will have stuff that was grown and picked on Shemitah in the stores for quite a while. More than that, there will be canned produce, frozen produce, and prepared salads and the like, that also for a long period of time will have this Heter Mechira produce within them. So when one is shopping in a place that doesn't have a clear Hechsher on all the produce inside that store, one has to be careful to make sure that he's not buying the Heter Mechira produce, because like I'm saying, the vegetables that are grown with the Heter Mechira produce have a status of food that we do not eat. As far as the fruit that is being sold now, so there is fruit in the stores that is from Oitzer Bezdin, which is halachically acceptable, but it does have halachas of Ketusha Shvius. So if you're buying fruit that was grown by Jewish farmers and as part of Oitzer Bezdin, you have to make sure that you keep the halachas of Ketusha Shvius and don't discard it in the improper fashion. I will not go through all the halachas of Ketusha Shvius right now. If there are fruit from Heter Mechira, it's a discussion. Some of the Hechsherim hold that it is also to use, like the Eidach Reidus does not accept it, and all the Mahadran Hechsherim do not accept it. There is room to be more lenient on that process. If it's a fruit that's from Heter Mechira, once again, it's something like Hechila we do avoid, because there's a big machlokes around it. But Mokam Matzorich, there's room to be lenient and treated as something that has Kedusha Shvius. There's another point. Stores that do not have a current Hechsher have a new problem, which is called Afroshes Trumos Umaisers. The produce that is being picked and grown now, starting from the vegetables now and eventually the fruit, since it's from after Shemitah, it has a Chiv of Trumos Umaisers. If you do not have a proper Hechsher on that, you are not sure the Trumos Umaisers were properly taken. Kamuvan, produce that is eaten without the trumas and mice is properly taken, is also mitzadidin. It's like kicking, cooking chicken soup with milk inside of it. The same type of isis rabbanon. In any event, like I said, we are here, mitzvah Hashem, to have a higher level, higher standards, or at least the same standards that we had in Chutz Laaretz. And mitzvah Hashem, we should be zeichah to pay attention. And Kamuvan, the public opinion can also help in Mechazik by the stores to make sure that they have the proper Hechsherim. And just in summary, once again, I'm making us aware that the produce in the store, in some of the stores today, may have Heter Mechir produce, which is not in the standard that we had in Chutz Laaretz. Therefore, one should be wary, both for the fresh vegetables at this time of year. By the time Chanukah comes, the fresh vegetables will be all right. But the dry vegetables, like we said, like the potatoes and sweet potatoes, onions, and different types of nuts, peanuts, and popcorn that's grown in Eretz Yisrael, the problem will remain further on. And also, in respect to canned and frozen prepared food, this problem will remain further on. And number two is the awareness to make sure that you're buying from a place that has a hechsher in respect to taking the trumas of maizes, unless you plan to take the trumas of maizes yourself. You should all have a yishuv tov and a best siyata d'shamayim.